company as the FIJA activists for Winter Spring 95 puts it, as the result of successes that FIJA activists have had in educating jurors in a number of recent federal cases, including the Branch Davidians trial on gun and conspiracy charges in San Antonio, the trial of vitamin salesman Roger Sless for selling, quote, unapproved nutritional supplements in Albuquerque, some drug trials, and perhaps, most importantly, several unsuccessful prosecutions of tax resisters. On March 22nd, Yvonne Regas, a 50-year-old wholesale florist from Sparks, Nevada, was arraigned in U.S. District Court in Reno on charges of jury tampering, obstruction of justice, and conspiracy, rendering her liable of it from anywhere from 10 to 16 months in prison. Regas' crime was to put FIJA brochures under the wiper blades of cars parked near the courthouse where her ex-husband and son, among others, were being tried on drug charges. She is a FIJA activist. As Ven Sprinowitz put it in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, if the free speech right of Yvonne Regas to distribute brochures in a public parking lot, brochures which quote the likes of Thomas Jefferson and John Adams, is no longer constitutionally protected, what other previously protected free speech right must fall to the same logic? The prosecution will presumably have to show the FIJA brochure to the jury, which should be interesting. The trial is scheduled to begin this summer. It's a big case. If Yvonne goes down, it will be a setback to the cause of legitimate justice and individual rights, and would lead to the other prosecutions of the feisty Fijians around the country who try to tell jurors that they have a right to reach a verdict on the basis of conscience and common sense. Yvonne's defense fund is looking for $20,000 and is well on the way to its goal. Checks, etc., payable to Lawyers for Liberty, care of Nancy Lord, 1280 West Peachtree Street Northwest, Suite 310, Atlanta, Georgia, 30309. And if you're interested in contributing to that fund, give me a call at 423-HUFF after this show anytime. That number has got an answering machine. I can call you back. And you can call this show, though we're about to end, at 427-3772. You're listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 89.3 FM. This is Bathrobe Spears Broadsides. We're on every Monday and Friday, starting at 10 o'clock, going until 12, and hours thereafter, depending on how much time we have. But certainly for the first 2 hours, from 10 to 12. So, I've got lots of stuff, but my mouth has given out. And we've had a lot of interesting dialogue today. I want to remind you that today at 5 o'clock, this is the second Monday of the month. And every second Monday of the month at 5 o'clock, the Civilian or Citizens Police Review Board meets. And the Citizens Police Review Board is the board that considers complaints against the Santa Cruz Police Department. I have a kind of a rocky relationship with the SCPD. They've arrested me numerous times on false charges. I've complained about them to little avail. I like a lot of the officers personally, just as human beings. I mean, I don't agree with what they do. I don't like the organization they're in. But that's how it goes. The Citizens Police Review Board meets 5 o'clock today. They meet at City Hall. You have a right to go. It's a public meeting. They're going to be considering some important questions, like mostly procedural, unfortunately, because they're still mired in procedure after 8 months. But they have been taking complaints. They've taken about 20 of them. Most of the complaints, unfortunately, come through the police department. And the police department, once it gets a complaint, throws it into the officer's personnel file and thereby makes it, quote, confidential. Now, we're trying to change that because that's a violation of the city law. But so far, the sergeant who's covering this, Sergeant Velasquez, unless he's changed in the last week, has been insisting on not even giving these complaints the Citizens Police Review Board, and that's going to be discussed at today's 5 o'clock meeting at City Hall, and I invite you to come down to Santa Cruz and attend that meeting. I won't be there. I'll be up north, but hopefully there'll be others who will tell me what happens there. I've also been able to secure the Citizens Police Review's consent to put a copy of one of the SPAN flyers. SPAN stands for Stop Police Abuse Now, an organization I belong to, along with Nutcracker Nick Whitehead, who so graciously did my show on Friday. And I really want to tip my hat and thank Nick for his really great show. He had some great tapes for those of you who listened on Friday. Nick is a longtime fearless activist from South Africa who's been living here for some time. In any case, the Citizens Police Review Board, I don't know why I keep saying civilian, I guess it's because I think of the police as the military to some extent. The Citizens Police Review Board will be meeting today at 5. It goes from 5 to 7. For the first half hour, you're allowed to speak to the board about any issue you want concerning police abuse. And I encourage anyone who has any problem to come down there and talk about it, to come down and observe and support those who need that kind of support, and also to contact SPAN, Stop Police Abuse Now, at 475-2012, because the Citizens Police Review Board, where you should also file complaints, is unfortunately somewhat hob. They're not hobnob, they're a hob tie, they're hob, they're all tied up. The laws that they're not even able to use the law that set them up, they can't even get their complaints from the police department, much less engage in any kind of real independent review process. Their board has got these little police moles on the board who are appointed, one of them by Scott Kennedy, who are essentially pro-police spokespeople who shouldn't be there, because this board should be concerned with advocating on behalf of those who've been abused by the police, not subverting the mission that the board has. So come on down to the Police Review Board today at 5, and if you can't, give a call to the Citizens Police Review Board to see what's going on. They're available every day from 9 to 1, Monday through Thursday, 429-3262. That's 429-3262. They're at 915 Cedar Street. You can go in and talk to them. The guy who's a staff member, Gary Yemeni, very friendly. Donna, who is the secretary in the office, she's very nice. She'll talk to you. You can take a look at the copies of complaints in the files. Those are not confidential. You don't get to see the actual complaint. You get to see a kind of a vague description of the complaint, but it should give you some idea of what's going on. You'll also see the Huff or SPAN flyer on the wall, which tells you the rights that, unfortunately, the Police Review Board doesn't tell you, that you have the right to demand your complaint be made public. You have the right to request an investigation independently of the police department. You have the right to a public hearing, among any other rights. So I think we're going to go out with some Phil Oaks here, and I'm going to go out and check out the case of that renegade skid marks Bob Duran down in court. I'm a little bit ticked with Bob for not dealing with these tickets and stirring up some legal support that I feel could be of better benefit somewhere else. But Full Heart Phil, who called in earlier and gave a description of Bob's situation, was quite right in saying Bob has been targeted by police for his work, and we should support him. So let's go out with Phil Oaks' album. This is a toast to those who are gone, as well as those who are here. And if I can get it in the machine, we'll listen to it.
Just across the railroad track, on the far side of the town, people there are black, and they live in Colored Town, Colored Town. Speeding cars down the highway run, they never stop to look around. One place that the highway shuns, and that place is Colored Town, Colored Town. Gutters, watch them clown. Light world is so far away, so far away from Colored Town, Colored Town. The owners of the local store, owners of the local ground, they're walking on a finer floor, skins too white for Colored Town. In the early of the day, for the white homes they are bound, as a janitor, as a maid.